Blog Talk Radio.
From sunrise to Singapore and all points in between, you're tuned in to Get Motivated with J-Dog.
Good evening, everyone. This is Jonathan J-Dog Letterman, and I'm coming to you live from my condo in Sunrise, Florida. It's a beautiful, balmy, about 84 degrees outside right now. And difficulties, won't be able to take calls right now. Get in the studio. The call-in number for future reference is 319. Actually, it's 323-642-1530. Working on getting logged into the studio so I could take some calls. But until then, we'll just tell you a little bit about what we're going to discuss today, and that is being your authentic self and being true and being upfront and being honest. And what brought that about is some situations that occurred over the last couple of days with me, people telling me they would do things and then not doing them, and people saying that they were going to use me for a full season, and then with two games left to go in the season, they decided that they weren't going to have an announcer. So a lot of situations on hand that occurred. And I started to think, you know, what can we do when life gives us lemons? We can make lemonade. We can turn around and make a difference in our lives and in the lives of others. And we can look at the situation at hand and take it from whence it comes. We can sit here think about, oh, poor me, I can't believe I'm getting taken advantage like this. And, you know, I've had situations in my life, you guys have heard the story about the gentleman, we negotiated through Facebook, he's like, yeah, sure, come up to the game and announce and I'll pay you, and then he didn't pay me, and then I was, you know, stuck chasing him around for money, and he never paid, and I never did get the money that he promised me, and even if I would have had a contract, to be able to go to small claims court would have cost me more than what the contract for the one game was for. So there are people, unfortunately, out there that will take advantage of you. So you have to be careful. And when you're your authentic self and you're putting yourself out there and you're very, very kind, people may sense that as a weakness. And it's really not a weakness. It's just doing the right thing. I found out that there are a lot of people out there in the world that don't do the right thing, that try to get over on other people, that try to be these, you know, big people trying to be something that they're not, making promises, blowing smoke all over the place. And what happens? You get discouraged because you felt vulnerable. You put yourself out there and you got taken advantage of. Or somebody says, oh, I'm going to use you for all these games and I'm going to have you be my announcer. Happens to me all the time. And you go and you do the game and you're getting paid and you're getting paid and you're getting paid. And then all of a sudden, like, oh, can you wait a couple of weeks or I'll pay it the next game or I'll pay it the next game. And you do that because you believe in them and you believe them to be righteous and upstanding citizens. And they finally catch up with you. And you finally get even and then you work with them another season and another season. They say, oh, we want you back for the other season. And it's the same story with the team. And you get into the season and with two games left to go, they turn around and say, oh, we've decided we're not going to have an announcer or a DJ at the next games, not realizing that their actions have consequences in other people's lives. And when you bring it to their attention, they make excuses. Well, that was an extra game that wasn't on the schedule. Or this happened or that happened. So when these things start to happen and they start to occur, what happens? You turn around and you say, well, I'm going to do things differently. I'm going to have to be hard-nosed now. I'm going to have to change myself from being my authentic, kind, caring self to somebody different. And then that creates all types of conflict with your spiritual existence because your human existence gets in the way. So what I decided to do, I said, I took a deep breath. And again, even if I had a contract with some of these people, it would not have mattered. It would not have mattered because the money to go after them to get the money that's owed was greater than what it's worth. And then you get all types of people trying to cut corners. You know, you go to work for somebody in a retail establishment, and they say, oh, you're going to be on a hourly wage, and we're going to take taxes out. Then they don't pay you for the first 4 weeks that you're there working, and they finally pay you, and they don't take taxes out, and they file a 1099. And then they make you a W-2 employee, and in 1 week, because the person didn't have enough money in their account to cover the paycheck, in the one account, they took money out of the other account, they'll take taxes out and make you a 1099 again for the 1 week, not realizing that they can't do that, that that violates the tax code, and then you're left holding the bag. So the moral of the story, be very careful of who you're doing business with. And if you're doing business in a situation where you're providing a service, in most places, get your payment up front. And that's what I'm starting to do. Because there are people that will promise and promise and promise, and they won't make good on the promise. And then what happens? They're not making good on the promise. You're getting all upset that they're not making good on their promise. And you know you're not going to change them. So you realize that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over, expecting different results. And you take people based on their track record. So if you're working with somebody for 4 years as an announcer, and they decide, oh, we're not going to use you the last two games of our fourth season, the writing's on the wall. And there were hints all along the way. And that's where, again, being your authentic self and stepping into your power and saying, you know what? I deserve to be paid. I provided you a service. You made promises. You didn't live up to those promises. So, and understand that your actions had some adverse consequences. And guess what? Could have had a great thing. Now they don't have a great thing. So next time they call, I have the power to say no and choose not to work with them. And that's the power that we have. And that's how we need to come across and be our authentic selves and step into our power. And sometimes it's difficult because sometimes we're worried about, oh, well, if I sever that tie with this team or I sever that tie with that person or that person, I'm not going to have the money coming in and I really need the money to pay my bills. And we start getting into the worry and we start coming from a position of lack instead of coming from a position of abundance, instead of saying, you know what, everything works out. Because other doors started to open. Other doors started to open where I didn't have to worry about if I showed up to a game, they were going to call me and tell me at that point, oh, we decided we're not going to have an announcer, or, oh, we canceled that game. We're sorry we didn't call you, and we're sorry that you drove all the way to the arena and you took time out of your schedule to go there. And we're sorry that we lack the communication skills necessary to make things work. And we're sorry we didn't listen to you, who had experience in professional sports and who took teams from averaging 400 people a game to 1,000 a game. We're sorry we didn't listen to you, the person who was mentored by people who have been in the field, that have been successful in the field, that have done world tours. There's nothing to be sorry about. And authentically, I told them, hey, it's their loss. And you know you're in trouble when you start to negotiate. You've been working with somebody year one, and you were getting $100. And year two, you got $100. And year three, you got $120. And year four, you try to bulk it up to $150. And they come back at you and offer you $100. And you because you like what you're doing, and you want to be loyal, and you don't want to leave anybody hanging, and you want to be the person that takes the high road, that does the right thing. And in the end, you end up holding the bag. So now we wonder, why aren't people nice to each other? Why aren't they kind to each other? Because the way they get treated, their our own experiences. And as we go through experiences, we learn. And we learn that we need to be authentic. We need to be honest. When I work with somebody and I talk to them about improving their business, I tell them there are no guarantees that what I tell you is going to increase your brand recognition or build revenue. But it's worth a try. It's worth a shot. And they may look at me and say, why should I listen to you, J-Dog? You live in a one-bedroom, one-bathroom condominium, and you have a car that's 10 years old and they judge you by your appearance instead of saying, hey, you know what? That guy's got a good mind. That guy does the right thing. That guy's got a proven track record. That man's been doing public relations since he was 11 years old when he ran his first backyard carnival. People don't want to see that. And they're so quick to judge. And when you show up authentically and you say, listen, I'm smart. I've been around business. When I tell people I was the number one salesperson for a men's clothing store, I don't tell them that to brag. I tell them that to show them that they're getting somebody that strives for excellence. They're getting somebody who believes that service to humanity is the best work of life. They're getting somebody that will be loyal to their business and that will help their business build revenue, and it comes up with great ideas for their business. That's me being authentic. And I wear my emotions on the sleeve sometimes. I tell people where they stand. I tell people straight out, how you treated me was not right. And it's not up to them to change it. It's up to me to then find people that are going to treat me with dignity, with respect. And it's up to all of us to surround ourselves with people that are going to lift us up, that are going to not make us an afterthought, that aren't going to devalue us, and they're going to say, hey, you know what? You're worth it. You're worth me giving you $150 a game to announce. You're worth hiring you to help business consulting and marketing and PR. And it's up to me to listen because you're smart. You know your stuff. And that's how we have to look at it. It's like the Saturday Night Live skit. I'm good enough. I'm smart enough, and gosh darn it, people like me. And, you know, the same thing, I find people are making promises. I've been doing Relay for Life for many years. 2017 marks my 18th year of doing Relay for Life. And I talk about Relay for Life on the show a lot because it's a passion of mine. And I've seen firsthand the money for the research and the education and the advocacy and the services. And I've seen all the great things that the American Cancer Society does. And I get people that tell me, yeah, I'm going to go on the website, http://main.acsevent.org/GOTO/JDOGG and the number 18. And I'm going to make the minimum donation of $5. And you know what? There are people out there that still haven't made good on that commitment. So I look at them and I tell them and I ask them, why did you say you're going to do something and you don't do it? Why aren't you being impeccable with your word? That's one of the first agreements, be impeccable with your word. If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you make a commitment to somebody to use their services and you know they're relying on that promise of you using their services for the income that it's going to generate, make them whole. Make it a point to honor your commitments. And if you're unable to honor your commitments, be honest up front. If the fact of the matter is that you ran out of money in your budget and you overspent and you didn't anticipate having a few extra games, then guess what? Be honest and up front. Don't try to sugarcoat it. Don't try to go around the issue. Be authentic. Tell people what's going on. Let them know what's happening. Let them know what's happening with you. And the thing is, it's you making it happen. And I'm hoping that this is recording because last week we had a problem with the recording. I've got this studio set up. It's a little slow. It should say that I'm on air. It does say that I'm connected. It does say that I'm on. And everything. So we're hoping that you guys are hearing me and making it happen. The call-in line is 323-642-1530. The show is Get Motivated with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman. And tonight we're talking about being authentic, being honest, and being upfront and putting ourselves out there. And talking about some personal things that occurred and have occurred over the last couple of weeks with me. But the thing that I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen, is be impeccable with your word. Let people know that if you tell them you're going to do something, you do it. And if you're not able to do it, be honest and upfront and tell them, when I told you I'd be able to make some phone calls for you to help you with your business, I had the best of intentions. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to do it. I know it affected you adversely. You were counting on me. What can I do to make it right? What can I do to make the situation correct? And chances are you'll come to an equitable solution. If you have a situation where you told somebody that you're going to use them for a specific service, don't leave them hanging out to dry and tell them 2 weeks before the gig that you can't use them or decided not to use them, because that person may have turned down other gigs. And now they can't go back to the person that was booking them and say, hey, by the way, I'm available now. Do you need me? And just honest and upfront with people. Let people know what's going on. Let people know that everything that you're doing is making a difference. Everything that's happening is making a difference. And everything that you do as a business owner, as a volunteer, it has an effect on the people around you. And look at how you being authentic and being upfront and being honest will affect people. Look at how things are happening, and look at what's going on, and surround yourself with people who value you. Surround yourself with the people that know that you're deserving and that are going to make good on their promises. And if somebody doesn't make good on their promises, guess what? Sever your ties. You know, if you're hanging for money, if you have to chase them down because they promised you money, it doesn't serve you. It doesn't do you any good. So just eliminate that. Eliminate that negativity. You know, talking about that too, being authentic, speaking your mind. If speaking your mind gets you in trouble with somebody, that's all right. If they decide to unfriend you on Facebook, that's okay. If they decide not to deal with you, many times it's a benefit because now you're eliminating the person that no longer serves you. And when you eliminate people and things and places that no longer serve you, guess what? You're able to move forward in a positive direction to your dreams and make a difference. You know, in business and being at different types of businesses, and being involved in nonprofit organizations for a long time, I've learned there are those that are going to try to get over. They're going to profess to be something that they're not. They're going to try to show off. They're going to try to be something they aren't. Some people are going to believe that, and some people are going to buy into all that hype, and that's fine. But be who you are. Step into the power that you have. Make a difference in your life. Make a difference in the lives of others. As I said, I hope you're all hearing this tonight on Get Motivated with Jonathan J. Dog Letterman. It sounds like I'm venting, and the truth of the matter is, yes, I am. But I'm venting to help you because I want you to avoid situations where you might get burnt. You might get hurt because we are all divine children of God and we all deserve to be loved and respected. We are here to be prospered while we prosper others. We are here to make a difference in our life and in the lives of others. And when people get in the way of doing that because they want to cut corners or they don't want to be honest or they want to blow smoke and talk a big game and keep talking and keep talking and keep talking. And then you see that everything they talked about didn't get done. And they're still talking about it. And they still have things that they're talking about to fruition. And then you go and you start looking at them. So it's unfortunate that our human side gets in the way and forces us to have to do a background check on somebody before we go to work for them or before we enter into a contract with them. It's a shame that there are people out there that look to get over, but that's what we live in. That's where we are now, and that's the situation we have at hand, and that's something that we have to live with. And if you've had a situation where you've been burnt or you've overcome adversity, call into 323-642-1530, 323-642-1530. Talking about overcoming adversity, talking about being our authentic selves, talking about making a difference in our life and in the lives of others. And we're on the air, and we've been recording. Hopefully we're there now. I was hoping to do a direct connect, but can't do that, so we're not going to do the direct connect. We're going to continue to use my phone and make it happen. And that's what it's about. It's about making it happen. It's about being our authentic selves and, sharing situations with each other so that they don't get burnt. If you have any comments, you could email rd1299@aol.com. You'll see that and answer any questions or comments you might have. You could always follow the show, www.blogtalkradio.com/JDogsShow, JDogsShow, and you can always follow that and leave comments there. I don't want to divulge any of the people that I worked with because I don't want to call them out that much. I don't want to hurt them, but they may have hurt me or put me in a bad situation, but if they're listening, they know who they are. You know, it's the old adage, what you do unto others will come back to be done to you. It's the whole rule of karma. And I will tell you that I learned a very important lesson over the years. And I learned that sometimes there are those that will be impressed with you and that will listen to you and treat you with dignity and respect. And then there are those that will try to get over. That in my adult life, I've dealt with a lot of people trying to get over. But as I get more and more awake spiritually and more in tune with my inner divinity, I'm finding that I have the ability to make a difference in my life by making better choices, by choosing to surround myself with people who lift me up, people who respect me, and by continuing to move forward in a positive direction of my dreams. In taking action and surrounding myself with people who lift me and respect me, I've landed some gigs and made some agreements where I don't have to worry about chasing somebody for money because I'm working with businesses that are well established, that have a great community. I'm starting to work with people that communicate with me better, that value the role that I play with their organization, be it as an MC, be it as a public address announcer, be it as a marketing consultant, be it as an employee in the retail establishment. See, I tell people about my background, not to brag. I talk about being one of the top five JCs in America back in 1995. Yes, that was ago, but the organization had 300,000 members. And when you become one of the top five JCs in America because you're out there raising funds for charity, but you're teaching people how to write a better resume, how to speak in public, long before the idea of personal development was big, I was doing individual development. I was the individual development vice president for my local JCs chapter. I moved all the way up through the ranks and became a statewide vice president for individual development. Now people call that personal development. And the idea was to help people get the mind-body-soul connection, as I do here with Get Motivated with J-Dog, as I do here every Monday night from 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 6 p.m. I look to educate people, and I look to put myself out there and be authentic, the haters, and find the people who are truly on your side. And you're going to create controversy when you put yourself out there. It happens. It happens in such a way that you go out and you do what you're going to do, and you make a difference. And as you continue to make a difference, you realize that there are people that are going to say things that aren't uplifting. You know what I say to that? Take a deep breath and let them go. Don't even dignify what they have to say with an answer, because you do not have to prove anything to anybody. At the end of the day, there are two people to please: yourself and your maker. Call them God, call them Jesus, call them Source, Spirit, higher power, whatever you want to call it. And the first thing is that when you're confronted with people, take the high road. Be the bigger person. Do the right thing. You know, I had somebody tell me online recently, as I wrote about how it would be great if a certain company could donate items for the Relay for Life for us to use in our fundraising effort. The person wrote back that cancer research is a joke. And I was like, you know what? The American Cancer Society has funded 48 Nobel Prize-winning scientists. And because of that, there's been a 20% decline in cancer death rates since 1991. That's 1.3 million lives saved. So wrap your head around that number for a minute. And then tell me, is cancer research a joke? No, it's not. And then we've got issues out in the community where people try to hurt each other because the people in the community are a different religion, or the people in the community are a different race. And you know, that's where we have to get back to the idea that the brotherhood of man transcends the sovereignty of nations. We have to realize we're all divine children of God. It's time we start to respect each other and not look at what's in it for me. You're different. I don't like you. You're not doing anything to help me, and look and say, how can we become brothers and sisters together? How can we make, what can we do differently? Instead of us arguing about who we voted for, who we didn't vote for, and things, let's come together and be our authentic selves and be transparent and look for common ground. Look for ways that we can make our community a better place. What can we do to help those around us? Can we look beyond politics? Can we look beyond everything that's going on around us? Can we be committed to showing the world that service to humanity is the best work of life? I believe that we can. I believe those of you that chose to listen tonight can do that. I believe those that chose to tune in to get motivated with J-Dog this evening were brought here to get a message to not let people take advantage of you. Be yourself, be authentic, and stand up for yourself. And if somebody starts to take advantage of you, let them know that that's not going to be tolerated. And the worst case scenario, so maybe you're out of the job for a while. Maybe you don't get that gig because they know that they weren't going to use you because you stood up to them and you weren't going to do things that compromised your beliefs, and that you're going to be above board and you aren't going to try to get over on people. And that's what the bottom line is: to be yourself, to continue to make a difference in your life and in the lives of others. Until next time, this is Jonathan J. Dog Letterman reminding you to stay positive.